Joy. You know what joy is? It's the detachment from my circumstances. Most people's lives are like this, you know? They're sick, they got a raise. They're sick, they got a raise. You know, they lost their job. Their child just won something. They have cancer. And their lives are just like a roller coaster. You know what joy is? It's when I'm detached from my circumstances. It's Isaiah 26:3. You know what that says? Thou, God, will keep them, that's 26:3, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Yea, trust in the Lord. He is the everlasting joy of our countenance, as it talks about the joy that comes because God is keeping us detached from our circumstances. Do those who know me and watch my life see evidences throughout my daily life at work, at school, at home that I'm a more and more joyful person? Would that be what people that are watching you and observing, they say, boy, he is so joyful. How about peace? Peace, shalom, that word means to be made complete. Shalom, you've heard, you know, shalom is a greeting, but it actually is the same. To be made complete as a peaceful person. I have been made complete in Christ. I have Christ. I don't need anything else. I have everything I need. You know, I met someone this morning, first service, and I said, how you doing? They said, great. I said, they said, but I hope I'm alive in a year. And I looked them right in the eye, and I said, I can assure you, you will be, because I know them personally. And they were kind of probably going to tell me about a cancer test they had. And I said, you will be alive forever, because whoever lives and believes in me, Jesus said, will never what? But we don't really sometimes connect that with our daily lives. We're worried about dying, and Jesus said, you're never going to die. Your body, I asked him, I said, you ever have a car that got old and you got rid of it and you got a new car? I said, your body is like a car, but you, inside of it, will never die. You'll just get a much better car in heaven, you know? But that's what peace brings. It's an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast. Has peace through the changes and the upsets and the unexpected twists and struggles and challenges and trials and pains become more and more a way of life for me this year? Do people notice your growing peacefulness? That no matter what the news says, no matter what the job outlook, there's peace.